King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
It's Tuesday, that means Griff will be around to, and you never know what you're going to get with Griff. It's always good, but you never know. That's why I love Griff. Johnny Vegas this morning from the beautiful Emerald Coast. I've got daughters. I got one daughter in, where is she? She's in Seagrove Beach, which is just down the road a little bit from where Johnny Vegas and the Georgia Dog and everybody are. Just down the Highway 98, just a little bit down the road. Got one there, and I've got one all the way on the east side of the state, of the upper portion of the state. And she is in St. Augustine. They're all down there just chilling right now in the Sunshine State. I wouldn't mind being down there myself about right now, but I think it's been 4 or 5 years since I've actually been down there. But Johnny Vegas, checking in. Says, Bill, UNLV. Now, you got to remember, Johnny Vegas lived there for 2 decades or so. Worked there before he moved to the Emerald Coast. Says, Bill, UNLV baseball has won 6 in a row now. They play Arizona State tonight. Rumor out of Vegas is Arch Manning will not be at that game. I've been to Arizona State's facilities, and I've been all around their baseball stuff. Jogged around it, walked through it, got a little tour. It was nice. Yeah, Arizona State, let me put it this way, y'all. You ready for this assessment? Is the West Coast's Ole Miss. Now, from this angle, they redshirt Miss America's too. Let me just put it that way. They redshirt Miss America's, just like Ole Miss does. Jordan up in Indiana. Jordan is finishing up his college work at Purdue. I think Jordan graduates this spring, right? I believe so. You've heard him on the show before. Says, Bill, I'm sure you've talked about it, but what is going on with the big athletic renovations at Vanderbilt that they announced? Yeah, Vanderbilt announced a few weeks ago that they have a $300 million allotment for athletic projects on campus. And you know me, folks. I'm always, anytime Vanderbilt announces something positive for athletics, I am the first skeptic because I've lived it and I've watched the lie for 50 years. This is legit here. I can be critical of them, which I have been, as you know, for a long time. This right here is legit. They have raised $200 million. I think about $100 million privately. The school matched another $100 million, and they've got another $100 million to raise. But they said, no, 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 no. This is not dependent on that last $100 million. We're starting with the construction right after the football season is over. And I believe them. I have very rarely ever believe anything that comes out of that place. But I believe them. and it's going to be football, basketball. It's going to be pretty all-encompassing, and they're going to have a football-only, full-length indoor facility. Vanderbilt is. And it's going to go adjacent to their practice field right now. Now, again, there's some property there, but something's got to move. I don't know if it's that soccer field or where, but it's got to be, because of convenience, it's got to be by the practice facility. And all that's happening. Yeah, that's happening. So now that's a positive. There's a positive, and then I can bring up a negative too. But let me start with the positive. The positive is everybody else has this stuff, and Vanderbilt needs it, and they're committed, seems like for the first time, to actually making this happen. I'm believing them right now. So that's the positive. The negative is you're building what everybody else already has. That's the negative. I mean, everybody else already has it. You're not building something that a recruit can't go see somewhere else. Matter of fact, they can go see it right now, and you don't have it. And your football facility is not as nice as the Allen, Texas high school stadium. That cost them about, what did that cost them, $60 million? Chad Morris is the new head coach there. If you didn't see the news there a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, Chad Morris is back in the high school game in the Dallas Metroplex area. But yes, they seem to be actually telling the truth right now, which is a little bit shocking. Yeah, I'm a believer. And that has not been the history of that school. Not at all. Couple of notes we mentioned earlier, the ridiculous extension of the NCAA's dead period that they've been extending since last March. Apparently, reportedly, is coming to an end, maybe at the end of May. Players, recruits, etc., I'm seeing out there are announcing official visit dates. And I remember seeing that the last couple of weeks saying, okay, now why are we getting these dates when you can't even visit officially right now? And the answer is they must be being told by coaches, this is about to be lifted and we can schedule you up. So it sounds like that ridiculous extension of the dead period that they've done, I don't know how many times, over the last year, is about to come to an end, and you will actually be able to go on campus. Where, by the way, where there are students, okay? Where there are teams playing against each other. But no, you don't need to be traveling in here and visiting, walking around looking at what might be your campus that you will academically and athletically be part of. No, don't need to be doing that now. We've already got 40,000 students here on the campus, plus athletic teams playing, but you don't need to be coming in here walking around. That might cause a virus outbreak of some sort. That's the other thing. We already knew before all of this, starting last, what, February, March, that the NCAA was not trustable. But now we know it even more. It'd have been nice to know that the NCAA wasn't a bunch of Corona bros, but they are. That's been revealed here, too. Incredibly disappointing. Although not surprising. Shouldn't be surprised at all. Jeff, checking in this morning. Yeah, Jeff, I don't know how many. We got 200-300 Jeffs, right, in the audience, at least. Checking in. Says, Bill, I'm late to the party. What is it that the Cosby Cattlemen sent you on video? No, it's a local, and I don't know what TV station it is on Rocky Top. And it's a discussion and some pictures of the downtown baseball park that they're going to build. And apparently that park, and you folks on Rocky Top can probably fill in the blanks for me better than I can, is going to be for the minor league team up there, the Smokies. They still call them the Smokies? I think so. And apparently Tennessee will use that too. Tennessee's baseball stadium or facility, Lindsey Nelson, which is one of the most famous broadcasters in history, period, is not up to typical SEC standards. Not at all. And again, I don't know if they're gonna what they're gonna do with that. Are they gonna redo that too, or are they just gonna make that a parking lot of some sort? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. It's been a while. I think the last time I was at Tennessee's baseball facility, Lindsey Nelson Stadium or whatever they call it, it was for football practice. Yeah, the football team was practicing in the outfield area there, and I was there. This was the former era. This was in the, I think this was like mid-90s. I was there. That's the last time I can remember being there. And it wasn't for a baseball game. Josh says, Bill, who's the worst coach between Harbaugh and James Franklin? Wow. Well, Harbaugh's got a better resume. Stanford, the 49ers, etc. I mean, San Diego before that. It's a pretty good resume until Michigan. Harbaugh had an outstanding resume before Ann Arbor, Michigan, as the coach. Not so much now with his time at Michigan. Remember, he got to the Super Bowl, played his brother. Did remarkable things at Stanford, a program that was in the tank. And brought a tough guy, physical brand and image to Stanford football. Really did. No, really did. Michigan, not much at all accomplished at all. Nothing. So it's a difficult comparison. Now, I am biased because I like James Franklin. And I don't dislike Harbaugh. It's just I have more of an affinity for Franklin. Know him better. Don't know him real well, but, I mean, know him better than I would know Harbaugh. Harbaugh, when he was at Stanford and they would do the Pac-12 preseason teleconference, told me that he listened to the show. Now, this is when he was at Stanford. That's a long time ago. But, so I would say the worst coach because of my bias now. I'm totally biased here. But be Harbaugh. I'll favor James Franklin just due to the host not being objective. How about that? All right, if everything goes off according to plans, and Griff is off his business phone call, Griff's with us next on this Tuesday edition, presented by the beautiful, bustling Omni Nashville Hotel.
Morning. Still heavy traffic trying to get down Ellington Parkway right now from the top to the bottom. We did have that stalled vehicle over there earlier near Cleveland Street. Cowan Street and Jefferson Pike, or Jefferson Street rather, that's a two-car crash. That's near the lumber yard. Traffic's on the increase. 65 here at Trinity Lane. All that traffic coming down through East Nashville right now. True Friends Moving Company is now hiring. Call 240-2811. Go online, truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. Bob's Steak and Chop House offers the classic steakhouse experience. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 10 p.m. And they've got complimentary valet parking available. Bob's Steak and Chop House, located 5th Avenue downtown at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Willard's Roofing Renovations of Middle Tennessee, our premier veteran-owned and operated exterior expert, is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. Visit USO.org to see how you can send a military care package today. This message is from Willard's Roofing Renovations of Middle Tennessee. For roofing, siding, gutter, storm damage, restoration, insurance claims, and more, call today at 615-956-5775. Willard's Roofing Renovations of Middle Tennessee, proudly saluting our troops and veterans.
Hello, I'm Greg Pogue.
And I'm Coach Tom Hodges.
Join us Saturday mornings 9 for the shoot-around presented by Goggin Cold Hall.
It's a weekly celebration of all things round ball, from high schools to colleges to the NBA.
It opens with our starting five topics, followed by the two-man week.
The slowest fast-break in radio, and features the U.S. Army Legend of the Week.
The shoot-around is also brought to you by Freeman Webb, Budmore State Farm Insurance, Valentino's Restaurante, High Valley Conference, the Nashville Scene, and Sam's Sports Grill, and Sam's Sports Place.
That's the shoot-around every Saturday morning at 9.
Right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Mostly cloudy for today, high 75. Tonight, cloudy skies, lows near 50. Wednesday, cloudy, high 67. Sunny on Thursday, highs near 65. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
He knows all there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
Griffith's with us every Tuesday. Mike Griffith from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Dog Nation. And, Griff, I know Georgia had another scrimmage. Also know that you guys can't be there watching it. But quarterbacks, let's start there. What are you hearing about the QBs, the big names? Obviously, Daniels, Beck, Vandergriff. What's going on there?
Yeah, I mean, it's JT's job. I mean, JT's the guy. It's just a matter of, you know, the other guys are getting some reps and developing, so they're getting some depth, which they didn't have last year, obviously, or really the year before. So, you know, you got Carson Beck right now, who's looked really good. He's the second-year quarterback out of Florida. Pretty talented guy. Won a state title there in Florida's largest classification as a junior and was Mr. Football. Turned down a scholarship offer. Florida, I believe he might have been committed to Alabama for a while. So Beck's a really talented guy that's kind of waiting in the wings. And, of course, they got Brock Vandergriff. He was the five-star that was committed to Oklahoma, and then he said no thanks and committed to Georgia. He's a local guy. He looked good, big, strong-armed guy, real athletic. And then, of course, you know, they have one of the top quarterbacks in the next class committed, Gunnar Stockton. So they're pretty deep. That's a real area of strength. But you know, Bill, this is so fluid. With the transfer portal, you know that, you know, today Georgia looks like $1 million at the position, but you know, who knows where how it'll all wash out by the start of the year, maybe the next season.
But you just mentioned something. It's pretty obvious that if he remains healthy, Daniels is the quarterback, and all these young hotshot recruits, either on campus or coming, know that, at least about this next year coming up. So maybe the quarterback room can stay stable for a year. Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we'll see. I mean, you know, in the SEC, it's hard to get through the season with your quarterback healthy. I mean, you just look at what, a couple of years ago, I think only four guys made it through the whole season, or four teams start the same guy in every game. But yeah, I mean, when you got a guy like Todd Monken and you play a pro-style system that, you know, develops guys, it helps you out. You learn to read the whole field, and you play in an NFL-style offense, and quarterbacks like that. I mean, there's other places you can go and play in spreads that are simplified and only read half the field or maybe not even get to your second read. And you win a lot of games, but then comes the draft and your stock starts dropping and everybody wonders why, you know, and it's because of the system that you play in. So that is one thing Georgia does that's attractive to recruits. I'm not saying it's the best thing or the only way to do it, but obviously they're doing something right if they're stockpiling quarterback talent like this.
You've been saying the best running back could well be Kendall Milton, and according, I was reading your piece about the last scrimmage, apparently he's proving that to be the case.
Yeah, I mean, he's the best guy with the ball in his hands. Now, you know, running back coaches like you to pick up blitzes, you know, they like you to have experience and things like that, but you know, if Milton continues to separate, it's going to be real hard to start Zamir White, but it's also hard to ask a guy to come back for another year and then not start him. So, you know, Georgia, you know, but what are the semantics of it? Does it really matter who starts? Or does it matter? It kind of comes down to who's in the game and the situations. I mean, Kenny McIntosh was on the field for the game-winning drive against Cincinnati last year, right? He didn't start. So I don't think the semantics of who starts matters that much. I think most people know that Kendall Milton is the most talented runner on the team. He's developing quickly. He didn't have the benefit of spring last year. Just a big, strong guy. Had some really, you know, great runs. And, you know, Zamir White's solid, but this kind of reminds me of a DeAndre Swift, Elijah Holyfield deal. You know, Holyfield started then, too. He was the guy with the more experience and the hardest-working guy in practice. But, you know, I think everybody knew Swift was the better running back then as well.
Mike Griffith with us from the AJC's Dog Nation. We're talking Georgia here. I saw in your write-up as well, you in a section called Stock Down talking about several teams allowing fans at scrimmages, and it's a shame Georgia doesn't. I agree with you on that. What's the point? I mean, what are you hiding by not allowing people at a spring scrimmage?
Well, what are you hiding by not allowing the media? I mean, you got people in there. I mean, you got dozens of boosters in there. Right. They all got smartphones and screen names, and you got parents in there, and they're going to tell, you know, uncles and aunts and cousins and relatives. And, you know, what you're going to have is a hodgepodge on social media and nobody out there to, you know, to keep it straight. But I think that's what they want. To me, it's an outdated strategy. I think it's silly. Now, listen, there's certain parts of this, you know, your team that, you know, but it wasn't like they're going to put JT Daniels out there running, you know, their offense that they're going to run against Clemson. I mean, everybody knows Clemson's infamous for spying in practices and getting play calls and things like that. That goes way back. So, you know, you it's kind of silly to think that, you know, you're going to have a scrimmage with all those boosters and fans and things are going to be completely hidden. So I don't understand why you don't let eight media guys in there. But, you know, sometimes these coaches, you know, they want that adversarial relationship with the media for whatever reason. I don't think Kirby's really ever thought it through and thought about it like that. I think he just defaults to that's what Nick does on some things. And this is one area that I think he just defaults and says, well, that's the way Saban always did it. You know, and I've seen team win champion. Pete Carroll won championships and built a dynasty with open practices, and Tennessee had open practices, and so did Alabama when they won their, you know, titles, the title in the 90s. So it's not like having open or closed practices in the spring makes you more of a contender. I don't believe that. I think it's just, you know, just a matter of control, and coaches like control.
Back when Pete Carroll, yeah, you just mentioned it, was at Southern Cal, and they were going to back-to-back national championship games in 04 and 05. You're right. I'd see video clips of practices and people, I mean, deep there, crowds, and some were saying some of these are gang members and stuff. And Pete opened open arm for everybody, man. Didn't give a rip what you saw.
They do it in the NFL. NFL right. Has open camps every fall. So it's just it's one of those areas where college coaches have a lot of power. Probably more power than any other coach in any other sport because they make, you know, $7 to whatever, $10 million at the top, and their ADs make a tenth of that. So they've got all this power, and they just throw it around. I mean, it's just, you know, it's one of those things that's gotten out of control. And, you know, I don't blame anybody, but I understand it. I mean, and let's face it, in the SEC, football's king, right? It does matter more. It really does mean more. And so, you know, these guys get a lot of power, and they can do whatever they want. And, you know, and people don't like to hear media complain about it, so I don't really talk about it that much. You're asking me about it this morning. I wouldn't have really brought that up in the conversation. I mean, I kind of threw it in there as a notebook item just so people would be clear that we aren't at these scrimmages and that we're reporting things that we're hearing, you know, from credible boosters and credible parents, you know, that we entrust in. I had to make that clear. I don't want people to think I'm trying to pretend like I'm there. I'm not. You know, but there's, like I said, there's, you know, dozens of boosters and player parents, and, you know, they're all going to get their reports out there and their opinions out there. So, but what fans I don't think understand is that the media plays the role that the filter, right? We're trying to tell people what's going on. You know, it's like when fans go, "Oh my gosh, I thought this team was supposed to be so good." Well, you know, what's going on? How'd that happen in Tennessee? You know, well, there's a lot of closed doors, wasn't much access. You know, the media can play a role. I know right now that some circles, some media, and maybe other areas, not SEC sports, I don't think, but, you know, there's some people that wonder a little bit. I understand that, right? But I'd like to think in sports that we do a pretty good job. And differentiating, you know, versus my opinion versus when I'm reporting something, there's a difference, and it's important that people draw that line.
Griff, I don't know that at Dog Nation you get much traction covering baseball, but they came into town and took a number-one ranked Vanderbilt program that everybody acknowledges has the best two pitchers in the game, beat them 2 out of 3, and beat them handily 2 out of 3.
Yeah, you know, it's actually, you know, people like SEC baseball, and, you know, it's just, it has everything to do with the mentality of Vanderbilt. I mean, it's just, you know, I don't know how to explain it either. They had the number one team ERA in the nation, and Georgia came in there last in the SEC in hitting. So how does Georgia score 14 runs and hit 7 home runs on Vanderbilt on Friday? You know, how do they win 9-1 on Sunday? I don't get it. Georgia's scrapping and fighting, but their top 3 pitchers are out. You know, they've been struggling this year. They're a young team. You know, they were number 2 in the nation last year. That was going to be their year, and, you know, COVID struck, and they lost their first and second round, you know, pitchers. So that kind of stunk for Georgia because they were thinking that was their World Series year, you know. But and this still might be Vanderbilt's World Series run. I don't know. I don't understand it. I thought it was huge, you know, to beat a Vanderbilt staff that ranked number 1 in the nation in team ERA that had just swept LSU at LSU. Maybe those guys had some tests to study for or something. I don't know. They certainly didn't look like the number 1 team against Georgia. I think they slipped to number 2 this week, so pretty forgiving pollsters. But I think you're right. I think, you know, Rocker and Leader are probably still the 2 best pitchers in the country. They just Leader pitched fine on Friday. You know, they end up winning that game, 5-2. I think it was 1-1 in the 8th when him and the other and the Georgia starter were out. I don't think either one of them gave up an earned run. Real well-pitched game by both of them. But I don't know what happened to Rocker. He got rocked. I think he gave up. I think I read where he'd given up 2 home runs in 157 innings going into that game, and he gave up 3 in 6 innings against Georgia.
Right. Yeah. And
weird.
And Georgia, I think it's the second baseman, was actually, he's a Georgia kid, but he was at Vanderbilt and then transferred back to Georgia. Had a heck of
Garrett
a series.
Yeah, Blaylock, he started out at Vanderbilt. Hey, yeah. I mean, look, Vanderbilt is a big-time baseball program. I mean, they're big-time. And the stadium's big-time. The coach is big-time. They've done some great things in the postseason. Again, you know, Vanderbilt is a program that, you know, in many respects, many people, you know, once including myself, you want to pull for Vanderbilt because you look at a school and say, wow, this is a great academic institution, which it is. It's world class. It's in a great city that everyone in the South loves. And, you know, and they don't always have the most resources. Well, that's not true of baseball, but it's true of other sports there. And so they kind of were everybody's, you know, second favorite, but, you know, you know, what happened last year, you know, skipping out on a game, stealing another program's, you know, another group of seniors' legacy, you know, the what happened with the female kicker, how that was handled. I mean, that was, you know, that's a gut punch for anybody that's trying to like Vanderbilt. Those were some very shameful things, in my opinion. I thought there were some areas that you could challenge the integrity of that football program last year after they fired Derek Mason. And pre-Clark, to be fair. But it just looked to me like the athletic department lost control for a little bit there.
Griff, we'll see you next week, sir.
All right, appreciate it, Bill.
Griff joins us every Tuesday, right here in this slot. Hangs out with us a little bit. Got an email here from William over here in Brentwood. Now, William, and he can correct me, I believe, now he's retired now. William was a pharmacist for many, many decades. Many decades. And here's the email. He says, Bill, there is nothing going that is more apparent as a conspiracy than the effort nationally to prevent the use of ivermectin in the treatment and prevention of COVID. Because here's a link about an article published in the Washington Post last week. And I may be pronouncing this wrong. Is it ivermectin? Anyways, he says, Bill, it's a parasitic drug, been proven by dozens of studies worldwide to safely stop the spread of the virus. The problem, he says, is that it costs pennies and the pharmaceutical industry is pulling every string to stop its use. They are also being supported, Bill, by the World Health Organization, the National Health Institute, and the FDA. Bill, follow the money, he says. Those health organizations have prevented it from being prescribed in the U.S. to treat the virus. YouTube and Facebook admitted last week to making it more difficult to learn about the drug through their mediums. This is an unbelievable situation in medicine, Bill. And then he sends me a link. And again, William knows the industry. He's got his PhD in that. He lived it. He made a living in it for decades. Yeah, that's something we don't bring up enough here when it comes to the whole discussion of the virus, and that would be pharma, big pharma and the money. Oh, you don't think these guys, gals, both, are dancing in the streets over this? I mean, big time. West Coast Sooner. And I, by the way, Larry sends me a tweet. It's ivermectin. So it's okay. Yeah, I don't know the pronunciation yet, but that's why I'm glad you sent me that. So I think I've got that right. Ivermectin. What was Crazy Charlie just brought this up? Who's leader? Who's the pitcher whose name is leader for Vanderbilt, Charlie? Is that one I don't know about? Is that a new recruit? Never heard of Al Leiter? Jack Leiter? Yeah, leader was pretty good on game two, I believe. West Coast Sooner, Bill, that guy is spot on about ivermectin. Anyways. Yeah, Griff, you just... See, I was polite and I didn't correct you. I was polite. All right, there's the music. Coming right back.
Good morning. Still a lot of traffic flow coming down 65 right now through Madison, pretty much on schedule. This time of the morning, they're wrapping up a wreck at Callan Street and Jefferson Street. Traffic still moving down through Mount Juliet, coming in from Wilson County. Lots of radar out here this morning. Make sure you slow it down. True Friends Moving Company is now hiring. Call 615-240-2811 or simply go online to truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Thank you. Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
Bom dia, like good day, good morning, I think.
I can say, je m'appelle David, but that's probably it.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
This year is my year to get fluent in Spanish, and Babbel is definitely going to help me do that. The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
I've tried other language learning apps, and nothing really stuck. Babbel's been a complete game changer for me.
Hoy es miércoles, y el clima está muy bueno afuera.
Estoy con fome. Yo no tomé café de mañana.
Je suis des États-Unis, et d'où viens-tu?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
Napa know-how.
At Napa, you don't need to be a magician to pull 20% savings out of thin air. All you need is a bucket. Yep, you can magically save on three or more items with a $2.99 Napa bucket. So use whatever magical catchphrase you want, like Abraca Bucket, or Alaka Savings, or Bippity Boppity Bucket, and save 20% today. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating locations, exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 4/30/21.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now. Or the puppy gets it. College sports. Bill King knows a few things.
Jack Leader pitched well for Vanderbilt. They needed that. Game number two. Cobb the Cattleman, welcome in.
Bonjour, Monsieur King.
Bonjour.
Hey, do you know what time the Peabody bus is rolling over here? What's what their travel schedule's like?
They have not sent me the itinerary yet, no.
Yeah, okay. I want to make sure I get over there to the Watt Road exit in time when they hit Knox County and moon the bus.
I figured you'd be one of the fans waiting on Peabody.
Yeah, I'll have a big white moon waiting for them there about the 370. They come on over. Hit that Eastern time.
So, now, what spot on campus are you going to moon them, or on the interstate? Where?
No, I'll be at the truck stop out in West Knoxville. I'll just moon them off the truck stop. It's wide open. You can see 3 miles away. I'll just moon them from the truck stop. Then I'll go eat lunch at Popeye's.
Okay.
Hey, Bill, I'm kind of interested in this TSU stuff, Eddie George and Jeff Fisher.
Yes.
I heard Griff there, but I didn't find much that wanted to go with.
Right.
You know, I look at that Eddie George stuff, Bill, and I think on one side that's just a freak show, but on the other hand, I think it's brilliant marketing, and I'm kind of a fan of making a cannonball in the pool, and they'll get a lot of attention out of that, so it might be a genius move, but I'm really interested in one other thing about that. It sounds like that TSU coach, who once again I wouldn't know if I saw him at the Popeyes, sounds like he got the shaft, and I'd be curious to know how many TSU alums around America have coordinator experience somewhere that got passed over for this.
It was so abrupt. And I'm guessing now maybe some insiders would know better than me, but it seemed unexpected. And it was kind of done poorly because it leaked out before Rod Reed could even get to his team.
Yeah, well,
that's not good PR. Now you're right about it. Eddie George is a huge name, and apparently Jeff Fisher will be in some capacity an advisor of some sort. I don't really know the specifics, though.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to get into, Bill. That's their business on what they want to do with their coach, but I want to talk about Jeff Fisher.
Oh,
now,
okay.
Bill, we've talked about this over the years. I've always been one of those guys that's never been the biggest Jeff Fisher fan. I always thought he got a lot of rub because he looks good in a pair of Oakleys and the goatees, and he throws the media a bone or two.
Has a mullet, haircut.
Yeah, looks cool in the press conferences and all that. But, you know, my theory on him is, Bill, he was a head coach in the NFL probably going on 20 years, right?
Long time, yes, many years.
And the bean counters can check it, but I think he's about a 500 coach. We all know one play away from winning the Super Bowl. But, you know, Bill always tickled me when he was with the Titans. I said, Titans will never let go of him. The minute he hits the market, Jerry Jones will hire him, which Jerry Jones didn't do. He sat out of football for, a year or two, and then he got the Rams job, didn't move the needle there.
Yes.
But we all know, Bill, that he tried to get involved with the Vanderbilt job the last two years, I guess, with Puffy Vest, and the word was out there he would have been interested this time, too, and they finally got him.
Well, he also said on this station, was it Plaster Show or Greg Pogue's show, but one of the shows, he said he'd be interested in the Tennessee job if it ever came open.
Well, you know, here's the deal on that, Bill. I've always thought that Fisher would be a pain in the neck for Tennessee. I think that'd be a lot of credibility if Peabody had made that move and hired him, because all of a sudden you got Jeff Fisher as your coach, and you got a former, you know, NFL coach like that. But here's where I'm going, Bill. He obviously was going to be interested in the, you know, small. If he'll sit there and work for TSU, maybe he's thinking Eddie George can keep him active. If you sit out there, a lot of these coaches get rusty, and nobody wants to touch you. I tell you what I'd be doing this morning, if I was MTSU over there at the Bugging Up Pig, I'd be firing stock still this morning and hiring Jeff Fisher. If he's willing to get in there and fool with TSU, I'd fire stock still this morning and go name Jeff Fisher my coach.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what Jeff wants to do. I don't know what his interest is.
Well, it sounds like he wants to live in Nashville, which is fine. I know he's big over there and everything.
Yeah.
If you're willing to work over at TSU, probably for peanuts, what stock's still making? 1.5?
I don't think he's making over a million.
MTSU, for all the shots I take at them, they're the biggest college in the state, right, Bill, in terms of enrollment. Well, they got 45,000 students.
I believe so, yeah.
If they had any designs of being like the University of Houston or trying to get into the big boy football game, Rick Stockstill's getting ready to get fired. Go ahead and pop him and hire Jeff Fisher. And then everybody's talking about MTSU football all of a sudden. They start selling tickets. Maybe I should go apply. Maybe I can make some mail this. Maybe we can get the AD over at MTSU fired, and I'll go be their AD.
Why are you interested in this?
Well, you know, last time I checked on Fisher, he was living off Hillsborough Road, wasn't he?
No, he's got a farm in Kingston Springs. Oh, well, yeah, he had a home in a neighborhood called Legends Ridge. Yes, off Hillsborough Road, not far from
Legends Ridge.
Not far from where you live.
So he could just jump on. He could just jump on 840, not have to fool with national traffic. He could be at the Bugging Up Pig in 30 minutes.
Right, but many years ago.
Buy him a condo there in the borough, he'd be good to go, wouldn't he? We'd have the goatee in the state.
Now, though, he's got a big farm in Kingston Springs, which is a little bit outside of Bellevue for those.
I wonder what he's making up there at TSU to be in that freak show. What's he going to get for that?
Couldn't be much.
Yeah. I bet it's not 1.5 or whatever Stockstill's making.
I don't think he's making it.
Hey, speaking of shots, Bill, I'm getting mine today. Pray for me. See you.
Right. Cosby's getting shot number two. This may be the last we hear from him. Greg Pogue just sent me a text. Bill, the Bunging Nut Pig has been closed for years. Well, fine, but he's still going to mention it. Yeah, Cosby Cattleman is getting shot number two. If we don't hear from him by, what's today, Tuesday? By Friday? That may be the last call. All right. One more break here. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
good morning. Still a lot of traffic flow coming down 65 right now through Madison. Pretty much on schedule this time of the morning. They're wrapping up a wreck at Callan Street and Jefferson Street. Traffic still moving down through Mount Juliet. Coming in from Wilson County, lots of radar out here this morning. Make sure you slow it down. True Friends Moving Company is now hiring. Call 615-240-2811 or simply go online to truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey guys, it's Zach from Millennial Sports Mornings here to talk to you about Hayes Nissan of Rivergate. They have been serving the Nashville area for more than 28 years with a long-standing tradition of providing outstanding customer service to anyone who steps on their lot. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or service your vehicle, you can be sure that their team will dedicate themselves to your individual needs. They also offer much more than just legendary customer service. They will help you find the vehicle that fits your lifestyle, personality, and most importantly, your budget. If you like what you hear, then simply call to schedule an appointment at 615-865-7220. Again, that's 615-865-7220. Or you can just stop by at 1550-1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. And check them out on the web at NissanOfRivergate.com. And look, you can trust me. Not only am I a spokesperson, but I'm a customer. That's Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C, A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Mostly cloudy for today, high 75. Tonight, cloudy skies, lows near 50. Wednesday, cloudy, high 67. Sunny on Thursday, highs near 65. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The world's largest indoor cocktail party, The Bill King Show.
FanDuel, hit that app. That's right. Baseball is back, y'all. Nothing like watching a game in some nice weather, have you a good cold drink in your hand, and add to that a little action on FanDuel Sportsbook. If you've never bet on baseball before, now is the perfect time to give it a shot. FanDuel is letting new users swing for the fences. Get up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet doesn't win. And once you have an account, you can get up to $25 back each day in site credit if your same game parlay bet falls one leg short. This way, you can combine multiple baseball bets for an even bigger win, and that is all season long. There's a reason FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sportsbook. The app is very simple to use. They have great odds on all the different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same-game parlays, and always on promotions to let you get more action out of every game. And when you win, FanDuel will get you your money, your winnings, in as little as 24 hours. Just download that app, the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up, use the promo code BKING,
and get in on all the action. That's right, FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code BKING. Got to be 21, got to be present in the state of Tennessee. First online real money wager only for risk-free bet. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Problem gambling, call the Tennessee Red Line, 800-889-9789. Steven down in Louisiana says, Bill, Coach Probst, down in Georgia, Valdosta has done it again. This is a story linked from this morning from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. The Georgia High School Association has fined Valdosta $5,000, also banned the football team from the 2021 playoffs, and declared an unspecified number of players ineligible. The penalties did not specify the violations or comment further per its policy when appeals remain possible. Rush Probst, the coach at Valdosta, was placed on administrative leave by the school board last month after allegations from the football team's former booster club director that Probst sought money to help transfer players pay housing expenses. The $5,000 fine is among the largest ever imposed on a school by the GHSA. The playoff ban, unprecedented for a football team, will put the Wildcats, who made the semifinals in 6A back in 2020, out of the postseason for the first time since 08. Valdosta's 939 victories are the most in the country. Most in U.S. history, and the program's 24 state titles are a state record. So the hits just keep coming, I guess, for Coach Probst. Just saying. The Lake from Lake Martin down in Alabama. Bill, I'm utterly shocked. Can't believe Rush Probst would be involved in such improprieties. Jeff, too. Bill, Jeff Fisher, speaking of Cosby Cattleman, talking about him being a 500 coach. His record was 178, 171, and 1. And he was 5-6 in the playoffs, 24 seasons in the NFL, had only 6 winning seasons out of 23 full seasons he coached. Yeah, when people talk about it, and Greg talks about it a lot, how he's a 500 coach, literally the stats come to about 500. Like the winning of the playoffs, right at close to 500. Couple of other notes here. Jeff Toot, Bill, I'm a fan of Griff and don't want to see him get in trouble, but I do hope Kirby gets wind of Griff's comments about Kirby's relationship to the media. Another Kirby-Griff altercation in the next big press conference is the content we all need. He kind of called out Griff in that one a couple of weeks ago, didn't he? Royal Payne checking in this morning. And it's a link to a story. Bill, India is using ivermectin with great success and telling the WHO to take a hike. And we have William, many, many, many decades, a pharmacist, said, Bill, it's all about the money. That stuff costs pennies. And Big Pharma don't want that. That ain't where the money is. Isn't it amazing? We always talk about follow the money, and it's literally follow the money. Coaches always at a press conference, this was not about the money. Athletes who signed a big contract, it was not about the money, which is the biggest lie ever told. It's always about the money. And when it comes to a virus, people don't talk enough about follow the money. And Big Pharma rules. That's how you follow the money.
At Crazy Charlie 615. I'm glad Crazy Charlie reminded me. Griff said Leader looked good for Vanderbilt. Rocker didn't, but Leader did. I love Griff, but I didn't correct him there. I just let it go. I'd forgotten about it, then Crazy Charlie reminded me. We might need to pull that clip for Monday's Crazy Charlie. And Vanderbilt fans will think that we endorsed it. That'll be even funnier. At Billows King. Markets, kind of red to green, green to red. S&P slightly up. Set Johnson & Johnson story got everybody spooked. Some ladies got clots 2 weeks after. Oh, Cosby Cattleman, prayers for him today. He's taking the second shot. The second one is a howitzer. Lashpop.